The U.S. wants the United Nations to get more involved in Iraq. The U.N. has already agreed to expand its mission there for the first time in 3 years. And tomorrow, the Security Council could vote on a resolution calling on the U.N. to help resolve factional differences there. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says it's the latest sign that the U.S. is embracing the U.N. after years of brushing it aside.
It seems a century since 2003, when President Bush said he was ready to lead a coalition of the willing against Iraq without the United Nations. Today, the unilateralist impulse is subdued as a strapped America, almost isolated in the world, turns to the UN for succor. President Bush has met twice since January with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. After the second meeting in July, the president said they discussed a wide range of issues, global warming, nuclear proliferation, and Iraq. Mr. Bush did not disagree when the secretary general said that Iraq is a problem for the whole world. Ban is making an effort to overcome the widespread deep aversion to the Bush administration, with a promise to expand the UN presence in Baghdad to promote reconciliation talks among Iraqi groups. The Security Council is expected to vote tomorrow on the resolution endorsing efforts to resolve disputes among contending Iraqi factions. American Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, speaking as no American official has recently spoken, said the UN can reach out to many groups and some groups that do not want to talk to other external players. The UN is expected to increase its delegation in Baghdad by half and seek some charismatic diplomat to lead the effort. The UN Secretariat is trying to put aside painful memories of the year 2003, when UN Representative Sergio Vieira de Mello and dozens of staff members were killed in a suicide bombing of their headquarters. The effect of that assault is still being felt. The Staff Union of UN Workers has urged the organization to withdraw all UN employees from Baghdad until the security situation improves. Aside from Iraq, the UN is assembling a peacekeeping force for Darfur in the Sudan. 26,000 troops, mainly from Africa, will make up the largest such force in the world. The United States will provide logistical support. According to Bob Woodward, President Bush once addressed the danger that his coalition of the willing could fall apart. The president said, "At some point, we may be the only ones left. That's okay with me. We are America." Today, Mr. Bush is singing a quite different tune, a multilateral tune. This is Daniel Shore.